Hello, welcome to Morning Manna, June the 12th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. We're grateful for all that you've taught us in the past, and we look forward with anticipation to that which you will teach us today. We place ourselves in your care, asking that you would continue to strengthen us with understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we look at the subject, the seven trumpets, and we are still coming from Bible Readings for the Home Circle, published in 1889. Again, the subject today, June the 12th, 2021, the seven trumpets. The first question, following the seven seals, under what symbol was the next series of thrilling events shown the Apostle John? Revelation chapter 8 and verse 2 says, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." With what do these trumpets deal? With the wars, commotions, and political upheavals which result in the breaking up and downfall of the Roman Empire. The first four with the downfall of Western Rome. The fifth and the sixth with the downfall of Eastern Rome. And the seventh with the final downfall of Rome in its broadest sense, or all the kingdoms of the world. And you can track that in Revelation chapter 8 and Revelation chapter 9, and also Revelation chapter 11. You can see that all the way through. All right. Next question. Under what figures is the first trumpet described? Revelation 8 and verse 7 says, "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up." Notice that twice at least before the Roman Empire became divided permanently into two parts, the Eastern and the Western, there was a tripartite division of the empire. The first occurred in 331 AD. When it was divided between Constantine, Licinius, and Maximin. The other was in 337 AD, on the death of Constantine, when it was divided between his three sons, Constantine, Constans, and Constantius. To Constantius was given Constantinople and the East, to Constans, Italy, and Northern Africa, and to Constantine II, Britain, Gaul, and Spain. The trumpet describes the first great invasion upon Western or ancient Rome by the Goths under Alaric from 395 AD to 410 AD. In 408, he descended upon Italy, the middle third part, pillaging and burning cities and slaughtering their inhabitants, said Gibbon in his Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire in chapter 33. He says this, "The union of the Roman Empire was dissolved. Its genius was humbled in the dust, and armies of unknown barbarians issuing from the frozen regions of the north had established their victorious reign over the fairest provinces of Europe and Africa." So, of course, that deals with the fall of Rome. And remember now, that's a quote taken from Gibbon's book entitled Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Next question. What striking figure is used to describe the destruction wrought under the second trumpet? Revelation 8 and verses 8 and 9 says, "And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed." Notice that this describes the invasions and conquests of the Vandals under the terrible Genseric, first of Africa and later of Italy, from 428 to 476 AD. All right, remember now. His conquests were largely by sea. In a single night, near Carthage, he destroyed by fire and sword more than half of the Roman fleet, consisting of 1,113 ships and over 100,000 men. And of course, you can find that also in Gibbon's book, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. What was to take place under the third trumpet? Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 and 11 says, "And the third trumpet sounded. The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star was called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became Wormwood. And many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter." Notice the harassing invasions and conquests of Attila the Hun were foretold here. His conquests were characterized by fire, sword, and pillage along the Rhine in Gaul and northern Italy. He claimed descent from Nimrod, styled himself as the scourge of God and the dread of the world, and boasted that grass would never grow again where his horse had trod. His greatest battle was on Caldeon in Gaul in 451 AD, where of his 700,000 men, from 100,000 to 300,000 were said to have been left dead on the field. And of course, you'll find that also in Gibbon's book, Fall of Rome, in chapter 35. All right? In the reign of Attila, the Huns again became the terror of the world. And he proceeds to describe the character and actions of that formidable barbarians who, he says, alternately insulted and invaded the East and the West and urged the rapid downfall of the Roman Empire. So, you know, notice now that we're looking at the fall of the Roman Empire beginning in 476, going all the way through with all of these Germanic tribes coming in and taking a part of it. Of course, you know the Germanic tribes, we now describe it as Europe. All right? Continuing. What was to occur under the fourth trumpet? Revelation chapter 8 and verse 12 says, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise." This trumpet brings us to the fall of Western Rome in 476 AD, when the Herulean barbarians, under the leadership of Oxidator, that's spelled O-D-O-C-A-E-R, took possession of the city and scepter of Rome, and the great empire, which had hitherto been the impress of the world, was reduced to a poor dukedom, nothing more than a tributary to the Ravenna. Its luminaries, or civil rulers, were smitten and ceased to shine. Italy now became, in effect, a province of the Empire of the East, and the Roman Empire in the West had come to an end after an existence from the founding of Rome of 1,229 years. So notice how Rome fell. It took a while, but the whole thing fell apart. Next question. What was to be the character of the last three trumpets? Revelation chapter 8 and verse 13 says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Notice that this is quite a tremendous proclamation that is happening. The destruction of the Roman Empire. And of course, not only that, but the completion of the image, or coming to the end of the image of Daniel 2 and the image of Daniel 7 also. All right. Next question. After the fall of Western Rome, what power in the East arose to harass and overrun the Roman world, East and West? That power was Muhammadism, commonly known as the Turkish or Ottoman power, which arose in Arabia with Muhammad, and that occurred in the year 622 AD. All right, so remember now, in the year 622 AD, Muhammadism arose in the East and the West, known as the Turkish or Ottoman Empire, which arose in Arabia, along with Muhammad. Next question. How is the fifth trumpet or first woe introduced? Revelation chapter 9 verses 1 to 3 says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power." Notice that Italia is symbolized by the star of the third trumpet, Muhammad by the star of this trumpet. The bottomless pit doubtless refers to the wastes of the Arabian desert from which he came forth, and thus the Mohammedans or Sarsarines of Arabia, like swarms of locusts, came forward and took possession. The darkening caused by the smoke from this pit fitly represents the spread of Mohammedism and its doctrines over Asia, Africa, and portions of Europe. Their power as scorpions is strikingly seen in their vigorous and speedy attacks upon and overthrow of their enemies over a large part of Spain, over north of Africa, over Egypt and Syria and Babylonia, Persia, North India, and portions of Central Asia. The Mohammedism spread to the more or less perfect exclusion of native custom, speech, and worship. The manners, the language, and the religion of the Arabians conquered all. Next question. What command was given these locusts? Revelation chapter 9 and verse 4 says, "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green tree, neither any tree, but only these men that have not the seal of God in their foreheads." Now let me read that text again for you. And the question is, what command was given these locusts? Revelation chapter 9 and verse 4 says, "And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." Notice then that when the Arabian tribes were gathered for the conquest of Syria in 633 AD, the Caliph Abu Bakr, the successor of Muhammad, instructed the chiefs of his army not to allow their victory to be stained with the blood of women and children, to destroy no palm trees, nor burn any fields of corn, to cut down no fruit trees, nor do any mischief to cattle, and to spare those religious persons who live retired in monasteries and propose to themselves to serve God in that way. "But," he said, "you will find another sort of people that belong to the synagogue of Satan, who have shaven crowns. Be sure you cleave their skulls and give them no quarter till they either turn Mohammedan or pay tribute." In this, Mohammedanism, itself a false religion, is revealed as a scourge to apostate Christianity. In a short time, they, the Mohammedan people, had taken from the Arians all the principal old Semitic lands, like Palestine and Syria and Mesopotamia and Assyria and Babylonia. To these was soon added Egypt. Now that's powerful, because now what we're seeing here as the Mohammedans, they were the ones who had taken total and absolute control. Next question. What were these locusts said to have over them? Revelation 9 and verse 11 says, "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has its name Apollyon." Notice for hundreds of years, the Mohammedans and invading Tartar tribes, like the locusts, had no general government or king over them, but were divided into bands or factions under separate leaders. But in the 12th century, Temujin, king of the Mongols or Mongols, who was described as the most terrible scourge that ever afflicted the human race, built up an empire at the cost, it is estimated, of quite a great journey. 50,000 cities and towns and 5 million lives, it is estimated. This was followed by the most permanent Tartar empire founded by Ottoman a century later, commonly known as the Ottoman Empire, and ruled by the Sultan. From the first and great characteristics of the Turkish government had been that of the destroyer, speaking of a war by the Turks upon the Byzantine Empire in 1050. The myriads of Turkish horse overspread a frontier of 600 miles from Tauris to Froyi, and the blood of 130,000 Christians was a grateful sacrifice to the Arabian prophet. In 1058, the Turks wrestled the Holy Land from the Saracens, desecrated the holy places, and treated the pilgrims to Jerusalem with cruelty. This brought on the 9 unsuccessful crusades of the next 2 centuries for the recovery of the Holy Land. So now we're getting a lot of history here, and I would suggest that you listen to this more than once, because you're going to discover that the fall of Rome was indeed a huge event that took a while, and all of these Germanic tribes that came in and began to take them piece by piece are all discovered here between Revelation chapter 8 and Revelation chapter 9, described in advance of what they did. The next question. What definite period is mentioned under this trumpet? Revelation chapter 9 and verse 10 says, "And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their powers was to hurt men 5 months." Notice, it was on the 27th of July in the year 1299 that Ottoman first invaded the territory of Nicomedia in Asia Minor. And the singular accuracy of the date, he adds, seems to disclose some foresight of the rapid and destructive growth of the monster. Then we take to be the beginning of the period referred to as a Bible time of invasion. A Bible month consists of 30 days. 5 months would be 150 days. Allowing a day for a year, 150 years, from July 27, 1299, would reach July 27, 1449. During this period, the Turks were engaged in almost constant warfare with the Greek Empire, and yet without conquering it. So notice that there have always been this ongoing battle in that part of the world. Next question. With what statement does the fifth trumpet close? Revelation chapter 9 and verse 12 says, "One woe is past, and behold, there comes 2 woes more hereafter." What command is given under the sixth trumpet? Revelation 9 verses 13 and 14 says, "And the sixth trumpet sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying, to the 6th angel which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." These 4 angels are understood to refer to the 4 leading Turkish sastanes, Alpelo, Iconium, Damascus, and Baghdad, of which the Ottoman Empire was composed, situated in the country watered by the river Euphrates. As a striking parallel, it may be noted that under the sixth plague, the four angels of Revelation 7 will loose the winds of war. The waters of the river Euphrates will be dried up, and the armies of the nations will assemble for the battle of Armageddon. Next question. What warlike scene is given under this trumpet? Revelation chapter 9 and verse 16 says, "The number of the armies of the horsemen was twice 10,000 times 10,000, and the heads of the horses are as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceeded fire and smoke and brimstone." In the year 1453, Muhammad II, the Great, Sultan of the Ottomans, laid siege to the capital, Constantinople, and with an army of over 200,000 men, after a short investment, the place was taken by storm. The cross, which since the time of Constantine the Great had surmounted the dome of St. Sophia, was replaced by the crescent, which remains to this day. Thus, Constantinople, the eastern seat of the Roman Empire since the days of Constantine, was captured by the Turks. Reference also seems to be made here to the use of firearms, which began to be employed by the Turks toward the close of the 13th century, and which discharged from horseback would give the appearance of fire and smoke issuing from the horse's mouth. In the Battle of Armageddon, to which allusion may here be made, an army of twice 10,000 times 10,000, or 200 million, will doubtless be assembled. Now that's quite a story, quite a lesson that we've had here, and I look forward to continuing this at some point in the future. But this has been a look at the seven trumpets, and I would suggest that you go back and study it again, because you're going to find that there's much to be learned here thereby. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love that you give, and we thank you for the protection that you provide. We thank you for the clarity of your word, and we ask, Lord, that you would help us as we study this time and repeat this study another time, that our hearts will be drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, June the 12th, 2021.